singer to play out loud so we don't have to pay for it.
We don't have to pay for shit.
I don't even think the Yin Yang twins would be able to sue us or anything.
Oh, they can definitely try.
They can try.
Little John still got money. I'm sure they got a lawyer somewhere.
Well, somewhere.
I bet they still tour fairly well.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
All three Atlantic clubs.
All three. Come on. You know Atlanta's got 47 strip
clubs. No, that allows them
to be able. Told you, they make titty club music, man.
old titty club music, not new ones.
Not old titties.
Does it ever change, though?
No. Oh, yeah.
No, it does.
I don't think it does.
Yeah.
I don't think it does. Last time I was in a strip club, I heard...
pretty much the exact same
Guns N' Roses. So,
which is not the same thing as Yin Yang Twins.
Well, no, but like...
There's classics, of course. There's, like, I mean, no, there's... I mean, there are newer songs, but not like
newer songs. There's no newer songs.
I mean, I say
nothing
that
nothing made it's, past it's been, 2010.
I will say it has been close to 10 years since I've been in a titty club. I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
2017.
No.
I like how he's saying no to your experience.
No, because you told me about one of your experiences and I was working at Best Buy. So you're forgetting at least one.
Oh, CJ's bachelor party.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Because you showed up for ad set and you were not in good shape.
I didn't go to sleep.
You smelt like body spray and BO still.
And other things, but we're not going to mention what those were.
You had that palpable strip club smell.
Ugh. Wasn't just strip club that it smelled like. That was, we're not going to bring up the details about that.
But that was like, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
See, you want to black out the bad memories, you got to not tell people about them.
Or don't have assholes to bring them up.
Right.
Well, don't lie about it then, you dick.
Speaking of which, when's the last time you've been then?
Well, apparently last weekend.
No.
No?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Three weekends.
Probably like 4 years since I've been in a titty club.
You say a long time. I was thinking like 10 years, something like that.
10 years ago.
4 years ago?
Well, okay, let's specify.
Four or five years ago? Well, I have a friend.
When was the last time it was only female strip club?
No,
like, it's been a while.
I had a buddy who, when he came up from Yuma, like that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to go to strip club and drink beers and stuff. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Fair enough. Because apparently he likes wasting money.
Yeah, made him happy for a night.
Yeah,
and then depressed the next morning.
Yeah, but you know, this is what it is, dog.
Yeah, shit. Speaking of shit.
Yin Yang Twins. Are they still alive?
I was actually
going to Google search says
business real quick, but
that's what Google actually
came back with the words. It was just a play button and he hit it. I was like, well, I guess I'm listening to it and it's all hey Mike, if someone wanted to, like, I don't know, find out like things that we post or do, what should they do?
I mean, like, one good place is you can go to Facebook.
Oh, my God. What can you do on Facebook?
You can like our page, Comes Naturally Podcast.
There's a page?
There's a page. We have a page. Hundreds of followers.
Hundreds of followers.
And I could say that accurately.
You can say that accurately.
Barely.
Depends on the definition of hundreds,
yeah,
but yes.
So, and we, every show that we have, right there, we post it on Facebook.
We do.
Give you all the links you need.
All of them.
Every time there's a noteworthy trailer that comes out, you know what? You don't have to scour the internet looking for shit.
Nope.
No. Like our page, baby, we're going to give it right to you.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to give it right to you. We're going to give it to you good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the internets.
All of it. Oh, you want to see the new trailer for this and that? Boom. Right here. Comes Naturally Podcast.
Yeah.
But then after you do that, there's also things you could do on Twitter. You don't like Facebook? Go to Twitter. Follow our Twitter handle. It is
at Gums Natural Pod.
And then when you do that, all that shit we put on Facebook, we put it on the Twitters. Boom. Everything.
Yep.
Right there.
Booyah.
You ain't got to work hard for this shit no more, man. We're making it easy for you.
If I want to listen to this podcast, what would I do?
Easiest thing, honestly, like legitimately, just go to iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast.
Okay, that seems pretty easy.
Rate the podcast.
Okay.
And then review the podcast.
It's a lot more work.
And when you do that shit, it helps us get noticed by other people. More people download the shit. We get a wider audience. We get to do cooler shit. And then you subscribe to it, so it just becomes available on your phone. You're looking at your phone. Friday morning comes around. You wake up. You're like, oh, shit. Comes Naturally Podcast. Already downloaded on my phone. I ain't have to do nothing for it. Boom. And you just listen to it. It's really that easy, folks.
Seems so easy.
It's so easy.
It's like steps 1 through 12, but it seems real quick.
But it's like all the steps that you going to take anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
You just take them with a podcast.
All right. Hey. Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
You want to talk about how Joe thought Outkast was a Union
Twins? No, not. I don't.
Think they were.
No, he just didn't know who sang the song that he was thinking was Union Twins.
Because Outkast is good music.
Yeah, that's true. That is a true statement.
Like, that's actual music.
Fewer true things have come out of Mike's mouth.
Music.
No.
Good music. Than that. So, do you want to talk about that stuff we were talking about earlier?
We can kind of spitball a little bit. I haven't really fleshed out
what I'm planning
to talk about what you're going to do.
So, have you picked a date you want to put it out on? I'll explain what we're talking about.
It doesn't need to be a date. It'd just be like a once a whatever thing.
All right. Well, mine is a little. So, I'll explain what happens.
We're breaking up.
So, we're breaking up. We are
like
divorcing
all that shit we told you to do.
Yep.
Fuck it.
So,
it's all coming apart.
At the seams, literally. So, this is what we're going to do. So if you're listening to this, thank you, first off, for listening. But we are going to try some new stuff. The new stuff is the fact that we want to kind of give you new content on a more regular basis, but also a variety of different content. So the first thing that's going to happen is you're still going to get this same show with the three of us, mostly the three of us all the time, on every Friday when it comes out, like normal.
The OG podcast crew.
Minus somebody. He doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter if I talk shit about him anyways. Then what we're going to do, so every Friday that comes out, starting on Wednesdays, which is the day I picked, there'll be something new that comes out on the same channel, same everything, but has a slightly different name. It is from the podcast, don't freak out, it's nothing crazy. But what it's called is called Comes Naturally Presents The Awesome with Cody. So every Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, which is, if you're following along to this, is like, you know, in a few days. So starting in October, every Wednesday will be a new episode. It'll be anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes, probably closer to 30 minutes. So it's a little easier to get through just listening to me. Thanks, Joe.
With you, I can see it lasting more than 2 hours.
What a compliment.
Well, if it does, I'll say this.
You should see a doctor if it lasts more than 4 hours. So you're very close. Or just
burn yourself with a lit match. Eventually it'll go away.
Not this.
No, it's, you know, whatever. Anyways, so the idea behind my particular show, so let me explain what we're doing. We don't want to take away from our main show, the fun we have here together, the three of us on Fridays. But we want to kind of have our own little voice, type thing. So mine, The Awesome with Cody, every month I will pick a different topic, and I will, every week of that month, I will talk about what I find awesome about some part of that. So for example, starting next month, October, I will be talking about horror movies for the first month. So I will go over franchises March.
Opportune time.
Yeah. Planned out, obviously. So I will talk every week. I will talk about something I find awesome in that topic. Like next month will be horror movies or scary movies and stuff like that. Monster movies, blah, blah, blah. And every week I will have a different, either title or franchise or even monster, for example. I don't want to give too much away, about what I have planned. And so the subject will change every month to something else. And just be what I find awesome about it. Just to throw in some positive stuff about what I like.
Are you going to be just sitting down and giving a review type deal, giving your thoughts? Are you gonna
It'll be mostly my opinions. For the most part, it'll be me and just me. I have a couple things planned where I may be meeting with other people, maybe one of you two or one of the people I know in the world, to talk about those things as well. just so I can plan them out a little easier. So the main reason I want to do this is it's really hard for the three of us to all come together for enough time, you know, to do something with, yeah, say, another person.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah. He's a giant piece of shit, everybody. But also, I just wanted to make it so sounds selfish, but I want to talk about what I want to talk about without trying to overcast on one of you guys, like when you're talking about stuff, because I do it all the time, and I try not to, but I can't not talk about stuff. So this is a way for me to just talk about stuff that I like and things that I want to bring up, instead of the conversation that we, the three of us, have, or sometimes the four of us, sometimes the five of us. But I want to be more of just the stuff I find awesome. So it's just things that I really enjoy. So if you like the way I talk about, along with these two guys on this show, it's going to be all of that, just with my thoughts
and boiled things down, on it. Yep. More concentrated.
Yes. And to Joe's point, if I run 2 hours, I will be editing it down to be multiple episodes from one recording. But the plan is every week will be different, so I don't run over that. But some of them might run a little longer if I do get on a random tangent, which will happen, as you know from listening to this one.
Hmm.
One or two of these guys aren't here and I have someone else with me, I just don't pay attention to the little clicker that's usually away from where I'm looking. So that's it for me. So starting next Wednesday, so the Wednesday following when you're hearing this for the first time, will be the first episode of The Awesome with Cody. So, yeah. Mike, would you like to talk a little bit about your ideas?
Yeah, I had a few ideals, and we've kind of talked about this, not on the podcast, but we talked about this in the past, doing something like this. It's been kicked around, me doing a sports show for a little while now. Taj has been interested in that too, but I'm not 100% sure if like the logistics and everything on that would be right, or if I'm paying enough attention right now to the kind of sports that people want to talk about. Because I'm basically tapped out on football right now. Not for any political reasons, in case you're wondering. This has been like a couple years in the making. I've just slowly kind of drifted away from it. But with basketball season coming up, I mean, that is...
Oh, shit.
That's my first love when it comes to sports. That's my main thing. So your jam? I was thinking about doing a basketball show... basketball sports show, kind of just like weekly roundup kind of stuff. I was also thinking about doing something wrestling related, because that's one of the other things that kind of is a weekly occurrence for me, multiple days a week. I'm pretty up to par on all that. And then also I had a couple ideas for some like old school review breakdown things too that I've been kind of kicking around. I know I've talked about an SNL breakdown for a long time. Older shows, shit that I dig, you know, Batman animated series, SNL, some older things from the past, and kind of bring that back, stuff that I have access to be able to watch all of, yeah. Which I have access to all those now, which is kind of cool. I still want to flesh out the details, because as much as I look forward to listening to Cody's stuff, I know I can't do that same thing. It's not really my style. I'm going to have talking points to hit. I'm not going to be able to free flow and go thought to thought as well as Cody does on that. So it can't be the same type of show. I'm going to have an outline for it. I've written some stuff down, kind of going back and forth whether which type I want to do. So mine's probably going to come a month afterwards, I'm guessing, before I get comfortable and settled in enough and probably record some test shows and see what they sound like before I do anything that I get sent out into the internets. But if you guys have any suggestions, if any of that sounds cool to you, please let us know on one of our various outlets, and that would help me make my decision a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Or if you have an idea of what you think, you guys are longtime listeners, know us pretty well. We've kind of gone over everything that we love and know, so if there's something you guys think that I should focus on, let me know. I'll take that into consideration. But right now, I got a couple plates spinning. Not sure which one I'm going to choose, but yeah, I will be doing something shortly after Cody launches his solo show. So, Joe, did you have anything you were...
Nope, no thoughts yet.
I have a name for your sports show.
What is it?
Besides My Jam or Mike's Jam. Ready?
Yeah.
Baiting with sports.
Hmm?
Baiting with sports. You just talk about sports while you're beating your dick.
That's going to be the shortest podcast ever.
So you don't want to do a video? Our first video segment.
Vine's not a thing anymore. What am I gonna do with the rest of the time?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you can make it as long as you want. Eric Wilson in there, but the thing we just loop it, yeah, boomerang it.
Is this a 4-second video on a loop? Yes,
maybe. But it's like welcome to
Red Tube.
But the thing is, to make it classy, we won't show your junk. We'll shoot you from like the mid stomach up, and so all we get is like the O face and you trying to concentrate on sports.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
Just all get a thing of mayo and just...
Oh Lord.
We have like a shield.
Shoots up.
Like a shield that protects you from the like just like having to wear your own stuff.
Protects me from friendly fire.
Yeah. My aim is terrible. My hands are compromised. Sorry.
It's going to take forever to clean. That's gross. Yeah.
As long as you think it's going to be. But yeah, so Joe has no ideas. That's good.
I want still none. Joe to publish scientific papers on our website. That's what I want. So you can be a published writer.
Like me writing scientific papers?
Yeah.
I'd have to have things to write about.
Just make shit up.
Figure it out.
You inquisitive bitch.
Just figure it out.
Yeah, it's fine. Right?
Yeah, easy. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
Speaking of stuff that's terrible.
Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah, no.
Are they alive?
Full circle.
We don't care about that anymore.
Speak for yourself.
We've all seen the trailer for Geostorm, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
All right, so...
Wait, what, did I bury the lead?
No, like, so... What was I watching the other day?
And the Avengers, the Sean Connery one, and it's the same idea.
Sort of, except I enjoy the Sean Connery one.
Ew, you're gross.
It's a terrible movie, but I enjoy it. But I see this thing about it. It's like, who is in control in the new Geostorm trailer? And I'm like, is there more than one Geostorm trailer? I know there's the teaser one, which shows all the terrible weather, and then there's like the one that talks about the air quotes story. Have you seen the Geostorm trailer?
Yeah, I've seen them.
We saw it in front of something, right?
I don't remember where I saw it. I know I saw it on YouTube. But beyond that, I don't remember.
The reason I bring this up is so I have seen it a couple times in the theaters.
Yes, you have.
I have seen Geostorm trailer in front of it twice, once in Cinema One, and then a second time in the second time I saw it in Cinema One, didn't play, so that was weird. But it was when Mike and I saw it for the first time, or when Joe and I saw it the first time, it had different trailers than the second time I saw it.
Yeah,
because we didn't see it the first time, which was Thursday night, which is really weird. But I did see it again on IMAX when Matt and I went. It did not make it look any better. But what it did show me is the fact that it's literally the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
But it's being manipulated.
But like manipulated by a human.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo,
that didn't strike you like right away. Like
it day didn't
after tomorrow or 2012.
Well, 2012 it did in a way just because like the aspect of like, you know, the whatever. But I was like,
I mean, it literally is every type of natural disaster movie that you've ever seen,
but,
except that the fact that it's human controlled.
Yeah, so like I saw this and I was like, is there a Bond villain behind this? Like, obviously there's got to be someone doing it. It wasn't just like, you know, or unless it's like, you know, artificial intelligence, like, I want to get rid of humans. But I was like, we were watching it, and both Matt and I look at each other like halfway through and we're like, this looks like complete garbage.
It does.
Right? Like, I was like, who?
But you boil it down, all of those movies, that genre of movie is just garbage. Oh, yeah.
What was that? There was one that came out about tornadoes not too long ago, too. Not Twister, is a different one. That came out that was about, like, a giant...
Like, a bunch of tornadoes hit. Yeah. Right? Like, it was... kind of build, like, the first couple times you saw the trailer, you're like, oh, this is, they're gonna try to force this as the big, you know, summer thriller, and then it didn't really happen.
Yeah, because like, people watched the trailer and like, yeah. Well, nope, not gonna see this.
Have you seen a disaster movie in recent memory that you liked? And it doesn't have to be good, that you just were like, eh, it's not bad.
The only one I can think of recently, I mean, I can't think of a whole lot recently. I mean, the only one I can think of that I enjoyed was The Day After Tomorrow, and that wasn't even that great. It was.
But that's what he's saying.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was. It's just because like, there's no.
Is there? Is okay. Let me rephrase. Is there a really good disaster movie?
Twister.
Yes, I love Twister.
Have you seen Twister lately?
Yes.
And it holds up for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Visuals are a little bit rough,
but that's a very small part of the movie.
I mean, yeah, that's the only thing. But it, for the most part, it's still really fun.
Yeah.
Especially with
MacGyver. I'm not trying to be condescending. I just haven't seen it in a long time. I saw like the last like 15 minutes of it.
I own a VHS recently. Copy of that movie.
You're not helping that case at all.
No, I'm not.
So Twister. Is there any old school one from way back that?
Well, there's the Poseidon Adventure is always touted as like a really good old school disaster.
You're talking about the one, not the remake.
Not the
right?
Remake. The remake was the fucking original.
That's the building, right?
No. It's the ship.
That's
the ship.
It's the one. The ship. Are you thinking?
About? I haven't seen it. I've just heard that it's billed as like a really good disaster movie.
You know, it is like it's. Yeah. I mean, the older one.
The older one, not the newer one.
Was the newer one?
I've
was
seen
just,
the newer one, and that's not very good.
Yeah, the new one, they should be ashamed
of themselves.
Do you
like any of those volcano movies that came out in that one stretch?
I'm trying to think, there's the Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak with Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Tommy Lee Jones had one, didn't he?
No, it was a cheerleader movie. movie.
Disaster. I thought he had a volcano movie.
Disasters. He might have. Just internet search it real quick. Lee Jones, disaster movie.
Dead? Question mark.
That's Mike's new thing, is it dead?
Question mark.
Disaster. I don't know how to type. Apparently,
would you count? What was it? The Towering Inferno.
That's the one I was thinking.
He was thinking Towering Inferno. Yeah.
Yeah, would you count that?
Oh,
as
he
a
had Volcano, Mike.
Volcano. Oh, he did have a volcano movie.
It was called.
It was
Volcano.
Called Volcano. Volcano.
Nailed it.
Wonder why I remembered that. But that came out right around the same time. I want to say there's one
1997.
More. 1997. That was wasn't Linda Hamilton in that one?
Maybe. I don't remember.
No, she wasn't. I'm looking at her right now. Linda Hamilton had one too, I think.
But really, it's just Twister that I can think of that is just a good
disaster
movie.
Linda Hamilton was in Dante's Peak. My bad. I'm getting my volcano movies mixed
up.
I guess there's only two. I could say that you're going to say this is rock bias, but San Andreas was a fun watch.
That is
a rock bias. I have not seen it yet.
Neither have I.
So I can't.
The only thing.
Berate you
correction.
For watching
I've
it,
seen
but.
Part of it where it did, was playing in the break room where they're heading up the tsunamis coming in.
You watched one of the big parts.
It. Yeah.
The big parts hurt the movie.
Didn't make any fucking sense at all. Yeah. I get it. It's just a fun popcorn flick. But still,
the big stuff in that movie, and there's a few scenes that are really big things. Hurt the movie a lot. The smaller scale stuff, the more personalized stuff, is pretty fun, but it's not a great movie by any stretch.
But
it was
that could
fun watch. Yeah,
become like the fact that The Rock is actually a good actor for what he does, but when you take him and you put him in those big scenes, it's more about the scene, than it is about him.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing one called the Tower right now that he's filming, which is like a Dante's Inferno, not Dante's Inferno. It's a building disaster movie.
Towering Inferno.
Towering Inferno.
Towering Inferno.
Fuck.
God damn it.
I am just mixing everything up.
Yeah, you're airing your fucking me up.
So here is a list of disaster movies.
Do it.
Skyscraper.
The Day After Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
2004. Deep Impact, Not the porno, the actual disaster movie.
That the Morgan Freeman one?
That is
yes.
The Morgan Freeman one, yep.
No, The Core. I thought The Core was Morgan Freeman one.
They're both Morgan Freeman ones, I think. The Core is a different one.
The Core's on this list as well.
It's a different one because there were two asteroid movies that came out at the same time. Deep Impact.
Nope, Deep Impact is the one with Morgan Freeman.
And there was another one that didn't do so well.
The Core was the other one that was like that.
Armageddon?
No, Armageddon did really well.
No, I know Armageddon did really well, but... It is weird. It always feels like when these, like, we get the Dante's Peak and Volcano.
The Core had... came
out back to back.
Had Aaron Eckhart in it.
Yeah, I guess the Core would be considered that's the one where they drill
down with Hillary...
Swank.
As bad as that movie is, I've actually watched it a few times. It's not bad when I see it, when I just see it on TV and there's, like, nothing else to do. I'll just watch it.
It's just like...
You know Aaron Eckhart is not Thomas Jane? Did you know that?
I do know that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. And do you know Thomas Jane is not Christopher Lambert?
I drastically know that, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a progression.
Because one...
You can't confuse Aaron Eckhart and Christopher Lambert, but you can confuse Eric Eckhart and Thomas Jane, and you can confuse Thomas Jane
with
Christopher Lambert.
Where would you throw Sean Bean in there?
Oh, fuck. He's like sprinkled in.
He's
got salt bait into just, the whole thing.
He elbow salted in. Salt bait, piece of shit.
I know the internet.
So there's then we have Deep Impact was 1998. You have Dante's Peak, which is 1997. The original Poseidon Adventure, which is 1972. You have The Towering Inferno, 1974. You have Volcano. Tommy Lee Jones flick in 1997.
The one where he's babysitting a bunch of cheerleaders.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes, that is.
Oh, no, that's just a disaster of a movie.
Ah!
You have San Andreas in 2015, not the Grand Theft Auto game. You have The Core in 2003.
Starring Christopher Lambert.
Yep, that's the one. You have Earthquake in 1974.
What? Who's in that one? Anyone?
There's people in that one for sure.
Anybody gives a fuck about?
Charlton Heston.
Charles
David Gardner.
Heston. Was he smoking?
George Kennedy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. He's always smoking.
I should watch it.
Yeah, you should. Gonna. Then there's Poseidon, which is the remake of the Poseidon Adventure.
That was
Adventure.
Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah, it was the terrible one.
I've never seen it. I've seen parts of it. Like, Richard Dreyfuss isn't too hurt?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So I've seen, like, bits and pieces of it on the TVs.
Hmm. There's The Impossible, which is with Ewan McGregor, which I've never seen, but it's like one on a tropical island or something. Never it's from 2012. Listed in here is Cloverfield, which I guess is technically
a
disaster movie, but it's not like a natural disaster movie.
Yeah. Fuck off that list.
Yes. Well, hey, I'm just saying, it just popped up on this list.
Miller.
Bitch. When Time Ran Out, that was a Paul Newman movie. Airport, 1975.
Is that spoofy comedy?
No, it's Airplane.
It's Airplane,
Airport, also,
remember
oddly
that
enough.
That old white lady talk jive and they didn't think it was racist?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So, oddly enough,
was funny at the time.
Also has Charlton Heston in it and also has George Kennedy in it. So, yeah, that one too. You have Hard Rain.
Was that the Steven Seagal movie?
Shut your mouth.
Nope.
It was... Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman.
Yep, there you go.
You should feel sad for yourself.
Fuck your face. No. Christian Slater's the best.
Christian Slater's the best. I couldn't even not
Christian
laugh.
Christian Slater's best work.
No. Christian Slater's best work was...
Say it.
There's a couple places I want to go with this.
Okay.
I'm going to go Broken Arrow.
Oh, you're a giant piece of fucking garbage. Oh, man. You're a terrible human being. That's just... Anyways, they do have Airplane on here. I don't know how that's a disaster movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's a disaster movie, but it's not like a natural disaster movie.
Well,
I guess you could Cloverfield as a disaster movie.
Yeah,
because
open up the floodgates.
Disaster.
I guess. Let
happened.
Everybody in on the list.
No flood. That
but
one's
we
coming
were
up.
We were hoping for natural disaster.
Yeah. There's The Swarm from 1978. Into the Storm, that was the tornado one. The new Twister.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where they're throwing buses around and shit.
Yeah. You have Tidal Wave in 2009.
That's a new one. Like, what is that?
Nope, that doesn't matter because that is not made in America, so none of us want to see it. That's a Korean movie. The Wave is what I was thinking of.
It's probably good. That's the shitty part about it.
Probably has a terrible ending because that's what they do. But The Wave was like the young adult type one, I think, if I remember correctly.
Young adult?
Yeah, it's like the...
Like the Hunger Games?
Yeah, sort of thing, yeah. It was like younger actors.
Like a wave pool?
Yeah. There's Beyond the Poseidon Adventure was the sequel to Poseidon Adventure, 1979. Airport 77, can you guess what year it was made?
76.
77, Joe was right.
Fuck.
Daylight. So close. Daylight.
Oh, that is a kind of, yeah.
That is a disaster movie. Yeah, yeah. It's an earthquake. Yeah, Stallone.
That's a fun watch. It's not good, but it's a fun watch. Viggo Mortensen's in it.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen's in it. Yeah,
plays a dickbag.
He plays.
Stallone does this cool thing where he does a one-handed pull-up,
and the because he's trying to crawl in that little, like the opening.
No, right? He's trying to stuff that explosive.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah,
and so he didn't want to. If in my head when I watched that, I was like, that makes a lot of sense because if he did a pull-up with both hands and then tried to let go, he'd have a hard time maintaining. But he'd do a pull-up with one hand. He's stable already there.
Himself, yeah.
I don't know why. I always thought, I was like, good detail. Good detail, Stallone.
Makes sense to me.
Nice job. You're a cab driver, but apparently you're really good at all this fucking...
And you're jacked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was a cab driver, but he was like... Was jacked. A fucking...
I don't remember.
A rescue...
I've seen that movie once.
I was going to say a paramedic. I don't know. Something.
I saw that movie once. It was in 1996, and it was in a theater, and then never watched it again.
Oh, you're so lucky. I never got to see that in theaters.
Yeah, so lucky to waste...
I watch Daylight. Fuck you. How much is that on iTunes?
Too much money.
It's awful.
If it's $9.99 or under, I'm buying it right now.
It's going to be $14.99.
It's every fucking thing that I want.
I know.
Let's see.
iTunes are a bunch of cunts.
Well, it says from $3.99, but I'm guessing that's rent. So let's see here.
Daylight.
Joseph with the win.
I fucking knew it. You're
because they don't put any of the old movies on regular low price.
It's true.
Like you would get with the DVD.
It's true.
They only go so.
It's
cheap
like they have a deal worked out with a big DVD. The
big DVD. Yo, you want to sell more of your plastic discs?
Even, yeah, I'm sure it's not even a deal with them. It's probably literally the company just being like, no, we don't want to go below this certain price.
We're getting some pretty terrible movies in here.
Where's Perfect Storm on the list?
I'm still going.
Is this a countdown?
No, it's just just a random list.
I was going to say,
Deepwater Horizon's on here.
Dustin Hoffman?
No, the
no, it's the Marky Mark one.
Marky Mark, yeah.
Came out last year? Yeah, a couple years ago.
Last year, yeah. Everest is on there from 2015.
I wanted to see that, but I never got around to it.
Those trailers made me have panic attacks, so I'm not going to watch that movie. Like that fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt tightrope walking one. I was like, no, I watched a documentary, and that one gave me fucking nightmares. I don't want to watch a movie that you're going to ramp up the fucking shit. Perfect Storm's not on this list. Unless I skipped over it. The Knowing is, though.
Never saw it.
No Perfect Storm. Oddly enough, Disaster Movie showed up on the list.
The one with
that's a spoofy.
It's a spoof one. Yeah, it's the spoof of War of the Worlds. A Night to Remember. That's the Titanic one. A Titanic one, not the Titanic one. The Titanic one is Titanic.
The James Cameron Titanic.
I found this list. It's the first thing that popped up when I typed in best disaster movies. So top 15 best natural disaster movies.
Natural disaster.
According to
IMDb list.
Some dude online.
This is slashfilm.com.
Oh, slashfilm. Okay. Yeah.
But this, keep in mind, guys, this came out because of San Andreas.
So 2015.
May 28th, 2015. So if any great disaster movies have come out since then. We apologize.
No, we don't.
Number 15, Dante's Peak. The fact that that's that high makes me nervous for the rest of the list. Number 14, Deep Impact. Mm-hmm. Number 13,
the disaster movie. It's technically a disaster movie.
Is it though?
Yeah. I mean, it's natural disasters because fires.
Yeah, fire's natural.
Yeah.
And it is disastrous.
Number 12.
I like your explanation of it.
Perfect right? Storm.
Oh. Joe got one.
Ooh, I was not expecting this one. I forgot about this movie. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Oh. That movie's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Terrible movie.
Oh, don't let me fucking...
I don't even think it would really... I haven't seen the movie, but...
It's about the apocalypse.
Right, but it's mostly actually about...
Steve Carell trying to bone
that one chick. So
Keira Knightley, yeah.
How much of the actual disaster is in it?
None.
Nobody knows.
Right. So
it's all just the panic coming up to like the fact that an asteroid is
gonna, Miller's in it.
He's hilarious.
But then at that point, how is it a disaster movie? I guess it does not happen.
Well, no, because it's based around disasters. Like Die Hard is a Christmas movie because it takes place during Christmas.
That's different.
It's like the hovering.
That's totally different
tone. Like.
For me, when you say
the feeling of the movie is because of a natural disaster, like.
But for me, when you say disaster movie, I expect to see the disaster happen.
Flames and
yes. It's like a disaster and prequel,
people driving away from stuff real fast.
But it still doesn't get disaster qualified prequel. As a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, because what's happening in the movie is because of the disaster that's impending.
But that's still not a disaster movie to me.
You can split the hairs however you want. I'm just saying
number 10
because there's a disaster that's going to happen.
Contagion.
Contagion. Oh, that's a natural disaster because it's about a disease.
Yeah,
fuck that movie, by the way. So good.
That was the one that was filmed. It was really filmed in the dark, or
no? Contagion's the one about the mass outbreak of the fucking like smallpoxy and fucking crazy disease.
You guys aren't gonna like this next one.
Oh,
virus.
The Happening.
No.
What is it?
World War Z.
That's a disaster movie in its own right, but not a natural disaster.
Now, if you could take away the fact that it's not based on the book, that is
I've never seen it. I can't say it. Okay. I didn't want to see it for two reasons. One is I knew they were bastardizing the book that is really good. Two, I watched the first trailer and said this looks like garbage.
Right.
Like hot garbage.
You need I want you to watch it just
when the sequel
gets
ready to come out, I will skip that one as well.
No, but I kind of want to cuz everyone widely agrees that has nothing to do with the book. It just took the name.
Yeah, of course it is. And the fact they have zombies.
But a lot of people liked it.
Mark Hamill in it? Did it have Mark Hamill in it?
No.
Fuck it then.
All right.
Mark Hamill's in the audiobook for World War Z.
Number 8. Was Will Wheaton in it? He does a lot of that shit.
No.
I thought him and Mel Brooks' kid was friends.
They are.
Max, right?
Max, yeah. Who, by the way, wrote a Minecraft novel.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you... Well, you best watched World War Z with me.
Yeah, we saw
you guys were the previous screening.
Yeah.
If you took away, did you read the book?
Yes.
If you take away the book, I know this is hard, but if you take away the book, can you enjoy it? Because I will say the second and third act of the movie, I enjoyed
there
much more than I did the first act is where you see the airplane all the trailers. Scene?
So it's towards the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Towards like the third act. But what I'm going to say to that is if you take out certain scenes and aspects from the movie, there are definitely scenes and aspects that are absolutely really good. So
I love the stuff in the facility.
Right. One thing that pops into mind is the facility. They have when they move all the more important people off onto the aircraft carriers. And, you know, the battleships and stuff, and you have that's your base of operations. That's really cool. The scenes from that part that sucked were the family scenes with the little girl that kind of loses it.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense. It didn't really need to be in the movie. Then you have other scenes like where they – it's the first part where where Brad Pitt and that team go off onto land, and it's dark, and it's creepy and scary. So that whole scene right there is cool up until you play into that general trope of his wife is trying to call him and he left his cell phone on. Yeah. And so the phone rings and it tracks the zombies.
But it's weird because there's stuff in it that I liked. And right. I was like, this was very close to being... You know how sometimes a movie gets like the little details wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt like this movie got some little details that most movies get wrong right, but it was the other stuff they got wrong.
Yeah.
Like, because there's this dope scene early in the movie where, like, a lot of shit is going on where, like, they're first realizing shit's wrong. Where, because Brad Pitt plays a, like,
contagion expert or
like something. Like a military guy, though. So he's been in hostile situations, so he knows how to handle himself. You know what I mean? So there's this scene, he's watching how everything's taking place, and he's noticing, and you could see in the movie, he's seeing how long the transformation takes.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he's protecting his family, he's running away from people, and he basically, like, slams a zombie-ish thing up against the wall, and it's kind of attacking him, but he's playing interference for his wife and kids to get away, and it's spitting all over his face. And he's like, and it's all fucking gross, and it's spitting all over, and he fucking shoots it or whatever, and he gets away, and he gets to where they were, and they're on a roof waiting for a helicopter to come in. He runs right past his kids, who are sitting there trying to hold him, and because he had already seen how long the transformation took place, but he wasn't sure exactly what causes the transformation, he gets on the edge of the building, ready to jump, and he starts counting. In like 1,000, 2,000, because he knows how long, and if he feels himself getting weird, he's just gonna jump off. Like, that was fucking cool. I was like, all right, that's like that game. But then, like, really dumb shit happens. But then, like, something real cool, like the whole inside the facility scenes were really good, really suspense building and everything. And then more dumb shit happens. It's a really frustrating movie to watch.
Yeah, and to your point with the airplane, the attack scene on the airplane was cool. The scene, like, trying to figure out how the zombie got onto the plane, that sucked. The fact that the plane crashed and everybody died with the exception of Brad Pitt and the girl that was with him, that sucked because, like, how do you explain that?
Yeah.
Then they got to the WHO facility, which the plane just so happened to crash near.
You know, lucky, like, them.
Lucky them. But then the scene at the WHO facility was awesome. And they really figure weird. Out, and they figure out the
like I said, a very frustrating movie because it gives you hope and then it takes it away.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
The original ending of the movie was supposed to be a lot darker, too, from what I remember reading. Because what we have now, what we had after the test screenings and stuff, is a happier ending. So we saw the actual ending of the movie, which was the happier. Yeah. He reunites with his family and stuff. But
we didn't make it early enough to see the darker.
Yeah.
We weren't. You guys weren't part of the actual original cut.
Yeah.
All right, number 8, Towering Inferno.
Okay.
Number 7, The Poseidon Adventure.
Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Whatever.
It's a different word.
I was thinking other stuff. Number 6, I don't know what this is. Perfect Sense. Ian McGregor.
Perfect Sense.
And Ava Green.
Hold on.
Some kind of weird thing. People lose each of their 5 senses one by one.
Oh, yeah. That's an indie movie.
Weird. All right. Here we go. Number 5. Any guesses? This makes sense kind of, but I wasn't expecting it. This Is the End.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's funny.
I'll give it that one.
Okay. Actually, I'll say this. That's probably one of the best disaster movies we've seen in a long time in the recent years.
Yeah.
Number 4. Looking at you, Joe.
I'm trying to think of any movies.
It's Twister.
Twister, okay. I was like, Armageddon?
He said, you did say Armageddon, so that's a valid point for you.
Yeah.
Number 3. The Impossible. Is that the island one you were talking about?
The Ewan McGregor Island one, yeah. Mm. The tropical. I don't know if it's an island. It's just a tropical setting.
Number 2 and number 1. There's one very obvious missing from this list that we had talked about earlier. Anyone want to guess what number 2 is?
Was missing off this list?
This top 15 so far, so.
Well, Day After Tomorrow?
Nope.
The Knowing?
Nope.
The Happening?
No. Oh, fuck.
San Andreas?
Nope.
The Core? Highlander?
Armageddon.
Oh, you should have pointed at Joe again. He's fucking said it 9 times already.
He would have said Twister again.
Twister? You just said Twister.
You just said Twister. He's not going to say. He's not Adam. Which, by the way, Star Tours last night, that whole conversation.
I know.
I've never wanted to punch your brother so hard in my entire life.
Ford.
So hard.
All right, number 1. Any guesses? It's nothing that's been brought up Sandra's. So far. Nothing that's been mentioned so far in this whole
disaster. So it's not the happening?
Disaster. Here's the first line of the description. In what might be the most slow-moving disaster in this entire lineup, blank of blank...
blank of blank, okay.
Takes away from one thing that allows humans to survive great disasters.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Nope.
Damn. I know it's not a disaster.
That's an invasion movie.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm going to tell you, I've never seen this movie.
Shocker, okay.
Go for it. Yeah, no, I guess? Can't think of anything else.
Children of Men.
Oh.
You've never seen Children of Men?
That's nah. I guess that is kind of a disaster
yeah, it's
a, movie.
Yeah, it's a disaster movie because people can't. It's the end of the world, essentially.
That's a fantastic movie.
Is it?
Oh, God.
There's yes. There's a lot of continuous shots in it. There's one in particular that is like...
That end battle scene?
Yeah, it's like 20 yeah. minutes long.
Yeah.
Where it is... And it's legit. It's not like a Daredevil continuous shot scene where like they use
it's a lighting. Real continuous shot.
It's a real one, and it's fucked up because if I'm not mistaken... And his name escapes me right now. Dude that's in it.
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen. Thank you. It's been a long day. He actually cut his foot filming it. And because of that, they kept it, even though there was errors in that scene. There was times where certain actors had looked past him to the director for things to do, like instruction, not realizing that's what it, you know, what was going on. It's pretty interesting.
Did you know Charlie Hunnam was in it?
I did. You need to watch the movie.
Yeah. Surprised you haven't seen that though.
It's a fantastic movie.
Came out in 2006.
What does that mean?
Nothing really.
Like, is that supposed to have a bearing of why you're
in high school?
It?
I wasn't watching movies.
You were in
that...
high school in 2006.
For part of 2006, at least. Half of 2006. I was still in high school. I might have been freshly graduated when it came out. I don't know.
I feel disgusting.
Should you old fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. So, point of the story, kids. If you want to make a disaster flick, Children of Men is the measuring stick.
So
like 2 and 1 are very different movies. So
they are.
Two, Armageddon is like what you think of exactly. When you think disaster. Yes. Big explosion, shit's going on. Sad speech at the end to make Ben Affleck cry, and then. Children of Men, which, like I said, I haven't seen it. I know of it. It looks like a very slow, thought out.
And there definitely movie. Is the beginning of it. There's a little bit of a pickup, and then there's a relatively longer.
But there was a time where I didn't like Clive Owen at all, too. Like I saw some stuff.
What?
Yeah, like early on.
Clive Owen.
I didn't like Clive Owen because he did some shitty movie with Jennifer Aniston, and then
so did everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, that made me
Brad
mad.
Pitt did a shitty movie with Jennifer Aniston, and then he married
that was
her.
Life. Life. He had a shitty life.
He was in Life?
Yeah, he was one of the
little pig
cop guards.
We're talking about a different movie than you
I'm
are.
Talking about Life the Game.
Yeah, we weren't talking about that at all.
I was talking about the cereal.
I'm talking about the game of the movie of the game.
Yeah.
I was talking about.
By the way, Children of Men was directed by Alfonso Cuarón, by the way, the guy who created or directed and wrote Gravity, and directed one of the Harry Potter movies. Not that Mike cares.
I like the Harry Potter.
No, movies. You hate them. You know that you do.
You hate them.
I will say
they have dwarves in them. You hate them.
He
will say I liked Fantastic Beasts more than I liked any Harry Potter movie, though.
That's because it was fucking amazing, and I can't wait for the sequel.
Got to use some fucking magic.
Real fucking magic, too.
Dickhead school.
That's true.
Not letting your kids
do. And that's why the last part of, or the last movie was one of the best parts, because they actually got to use magic. There was actually magic fighting going on. Like, you were thinking, like, you went to school, and you're not actually learning to use magic. That's weird, and you're learning how not to use magic. But then again, I'm going by the movies and not the books because I have not read the books.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's actually use of magic in the books more so than the movie. Because the movie has
there probably
a
is.
Little bit there in it, is. You know.
This is why I didn't like, I'm trying to remember why I didn't like Clive Owen. And it was King Arthur and Derailed back to back that I saw. And I was like, okay, well, I don't like this guy.
I can see.
To be fair, he did have Sin City mixed in there, but it didn't feel like a Clive Owen movie.
It's because he wasn't. It wasn't like that much. Well, it's an ensemble piece. So yeah. Just, you know.
And then I wasn't. I know a lot of people liked this movie. I wasn't a big fan of Inside Man either.
You didn't like Inside Man?
It was good, but I just
the name alone is
Inside Man.
Like
Inside. But then
I felt.
But then like Shoot 'Em Up.
I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah.
Shoot 'Em Up
yeah.
came out after Children.
Shoot 'Em Up is fantastic.
And I love Shoot 'Em Up, and that's when I started coming around.
Yeah, I love Shoot 'Em Up when he's fucking those dudes up with that carrot.
Yes, it's fantastic.
So good. It's funny because Shoot 'Em Up, I'm going to have to give this guy's name correctly because it's Michael
Paul Davis. Giamatti.
Michael Davis is the guy who wrote and directed it, but he did a bunch of different type of movies, but one of my favorite has, you can see Kerry Russell's boobies in. That's Eight Days a Week. Kerry Russell.
Felicity. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he made a movie called 8 Days a Week. It's a really fun movie. But his early stuff, it's funny because his early stuff was like in 1997, he made 8 Days a Week, and then he made 100 Girls, and then made a movie called a sequel to that called 100 Women. It's sort of sequel, not really a sequel in the same movie. And then he made Shoot 'Em Up, and it was like romantic comedy, Shoot 'Em Up.
Ridiculous fucking killer flick.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. I see what you're doing. That dude's because if you go through the movies he made, we'll start at the beginning. We won't go all the way back. So Pre-Hysteria, remember Pre-Hysteria?
Yep,
dinosaur movie.
Yep,
little kid and the little dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Mike wasn't born yet. He came out in 1990. He was born.
I was just born.
Not really. He wasn't a human yet. But he,
still not you. You're a fucking monster.
No, that was Monster Man. That was a later movie he did.
No, he's still a monster for not knowing.
Well, he wrote, Double Dragon.
Oh man.
Yeah. Right.
The guy from Iron Chef.
Yeah, for sure. He wrote, Pre-Hysteria 1, 2, and 3. So, you know, he's right on point there. And then, of course, he wrote and directed Shoot 'Em Up. So he had a pretty long storied career of random ass shit. And it just shows you that, I can't imagine. The guy like that, you have to imagine there's some projects he made or he wanted to make that wouldn't get made. But you have to look at, like, can you imagine the pitch? Like being in the room for the pitch for Shoot 'Em Up. Like,
you know what I keep thinking about? Not to cut you off, but I keep thinking about like Double Dragon, how happy they were to get the guy from Terminator.
True.
Like, you know, like somewhere there had to be a group of like casting directors or producers or something. They're like, we got him? Oh shit, we got him?
We're making this movie.
This movie's gonna work. And like, how big was Party of Five at the time? Because that's where the other kid was from, right?
Yes, Scott Wolf?
Yeah, Scott Wolf.
Yeah.
Dick Wolf's little brother.
That would be son?
I was going to say, is that true?
Is it really?
It'd have to be.
Oh, fuck off.
Dick Wolf is way older, bro.
I just think executive producer Dick Wolf.
Dick Wolf, yeah.
Well, I was on NBC.
Watch Law & Order way too much.
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun. Let's see, Scott Wolf. If he's related to him at all.
I want him to be related to... Executive producer Dick Wolf.
No.
Fuck you.
Susan, who's retired.
Zan.
And Steven, who is a healthcare executive. So, no. According to this, what I can find, he had no relations to the Dick Wolf. mm-hmm. So I made a pause there. I forgot he was an uncredited thug in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's awesome.
Scott Wolf, not Dick Wolf.
So is Sam Rockwell.
It's true. He's more visible, though.
Yeah, dude, he has lines. Tells the kids.
You may have texted the wrong people, Mike.
You totally texted the wrong people.
Oh, wow. Went to sex gen.
Yeah, you went to. But you did not.
I texted you guys.
Oh, yeah. I really want Taj to comment back now. But like, thanks, honey. But yeah.
We're right there.
We're right there.
Yeah.
So the point we're trying to make with this whole thing.
I didn't talk shit about you guys in that text.
This time.
Like you
normally do. Cody Owens, shut the fuck up. What it doesn't say, though, is, oh, hey, Mike, I watched that Seinfeld special.
What did you think? It was weird, but, like, interesting, right?
Yeah, I wish they would have done more. I mean, I really would have liked an all-new stand-up special.
Text didn't misfire.
That's what you think.
Just text back, like, no, I was texting you. I really wanted, like, a new... I really wanted a new stand-up, like an hour-long stand-up special from Jerry Seinfeld. You know what I mean?
That's what I thought this was.
Me too. But then looking at the name now, it makes me sense. Yeah,
it was cleverly named.
I stand erected. Like corrected, but because he has a heart on because you call him baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Heart on for sports. That's your guys' sports show. Your buddy cop sports show.
Less.
Buddy no, cop. More.
Yes.
Yeah. Like good cop, bad cop. Buddy, you know,
reporter. We're mad. We're back. No, we
you
can't.
Be Crockett. He could be Tubbs.
Yeah, man.
You could be.
Riggs.
He wants. Riggs? Yeah, yeah. There you go. He wants to do Lethal Weapon. He can't remember the names. You can be Riggs and me, Murtaugh.
How did he pull fucking Crockett and Tubbs? But he loves Riggs and Murtaugh.
He loves Miami Vice.
I used to watch Miami Vice all the time.
How do you feel?
I would have been more impressed if you would have brought up the Chips names.
I would have been more impressed.
My parents used to watch Nash and Bridges.
Oh, God damn it.
Good times.
Which one's Miami? Which one's Vice? What were we saying before the erected thing came up?
I don't know.
I know what we're going to say. Comes Actually, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, and that's it for this week's episode, everybody.
And always check your text message thread before you send a message.
True, because some people don't know how to click on the right one to send stuff.
Nope.
My favorite part. What happened is she called.
So what happened is I have a checking account
and a savings account. Well, she called. I ignored the call with
you monster.
Custom text. But it took me to your guys' cunty thread instead of my wife's. And so, therefore,
don't blame the
my
phone.
Phone. My
don't
phone
blame the phone. Phone.
Yeah. I haven't updated it yet. That's probably why.
What? Is that is? Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to because he's dumb.
You don't know Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and you haven't updated your phone.
Oh, he brought that shit up on the podcast.
Okay.
What the
okay,
fuck,
I'm
dude?
Sorry. I'm a 29-year-old person who doesn't know the entire catalog of the Beatles. I'm sorry. Go fuck yourself. How about that?
First off, A, it's very hostile, and it's not nice.
That's true. I'll take it down a notch. I apologize.
And B,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
What a fucking disaster.